Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg with Power Systems Design. Data center fires have become a serious problem, with major fires occurring at least twice a year, and with the rapid emergence of AI data centers to train the AI and perform all manner of tasks, this is an issue just begging to be solved. Most data center backup power systems still rely on lead-acid batteries, which carry major safety and reliability concerns, and the time is ripe for alternative battery solutions. And on the line to discuss this is Mike Nagus, CEO of Linova, a battery tech company. So, Mike, thanks for joining us. And why exactly are data center battery fires increasing in frequency and ferocity?
Hey, Jason. Great to be here. Thanks for having me. So they're increasing in frequency, I think, just because of the sheer number of data centers that are being put up, right? So you've got that's probably the largest contributing factor. The legacy technology that's been backing these things up for years is lead-acid batteries, and they require a lot of maintenance to make sure that they stay safe. If you skip the maintenance, miss the maintenance, something happens, they get overcharged or over-discharged, they can vent hydrogen, and that's an issue. That hydrogen then becomes in the atmosphere, any kind of fault, can then light that hydrogen, then you have a fire or an explosion. So that's a big issue. So that would be why I would say you're seeing an increase in data center fires for the legacy technologies. But also, as these data centers' power requirements have grown, the transition has already happened to lithium ion as backing these things up. And lithium ion batteries have their own slew of issues when it comes to safety. So thermal runaway with a lithium-ion battery can become, you know, extremely dangerous and lead to fires that can be catastrophic for the data center. I think this is the main reason why you're seeing battery center fires increase in frequency and ferocity.
Okay, and you sort of touched on this already, but why are lead-acid batteries such a risky solution for next-gen data centers?
They're risky, I think, because if you had to use lead acid batteries to back up the power requirements of the next generation data centers, like your data center would be filled with lead acid batteries. They'd just be, you know, they're not as efficient as the new chemistries, right? There's not as much power, there's not as much energy. And so basically you'd have way too many batteries in one facility, which would just move your risk profile so far to the danger side that you couldn't do it. So lead acid just, first of all, can't do it technically for what these hyperscalers require in their data centers. And like I kind of alluded to or spoke about earlier, they require a ton of maintenance. And so if you slip up on that maintenance or it doesn't get done, then you're going to have that hydrogen venting, and that's going to cause you problems.
All right, and how can some of the alternative battery solutions out there help manage safety concerns while also ensuring uptime?
Yeah, there's when the data centers went looking for, you know, a better chemistry, something with more power and energy, they went to lithium ion. Of course, that's, you know, it's well established technology, but it comes with a ton of risk as well. Like I said, it can go into thermal runaway and itself be the cause of these fires. There's some aqueous chemistries out there and some things that are a little safer. They've moved to, in some cases, a nickel zinc battery, which is an aqueous system, but nickel zinc has a very low volumetric energy density and does not cycle. So it doesn't always make sense. LTO batteries, which is a lithium ion type, a safe system, works quite well, but you know, there's some supply chain risks, and it's extremely expensive, and also doesn't hit the performance specifications of today's data centers either. So there's a few of them out there that are being put into these next generation data centers that are safer, let's call it, or could be safer. One more that I forgot to mention is a sodium ion, and that's another one that can be inherently safe. But there as well, you're kind of sacrificing energy and power for that safety. So it's a balancing act, right? Like, it's tough to get it all, But at Lenovo, that's what we're working on, and that's what we're delivering. We're delivering a new type of chemistry that can actually deliver all of that. You can have the intrinsic safety, you can have the extremely high power, high energy, and all at a very, competitive cost, extremely competitive cost.
All right. Now you mentioned that, it's hard to have everything give and a take, but, compared to those traditional lead acid batteries, how are the next gen alternative energy batteries in terms of energy density, maintenance requirements, and life cycle?
Yeah, so most of them have a higher life cycle. They're less maintenance for one thing. Most of them are closed systems, so you don't have maintenance is removed from the equation, which is great for the operators. Cost, they're all the incumbent or the new technologies are all, I'd say almost more expensive than lead acid. Their power capabilities are higher, which is what the data centers need. Their energy is higher, which is what the data centers need. So all of them would beat what you'd say lead acid, right? In kind of a full suite of your specs, but they all kind of, none of them hit all of the boxes, right? And if you could hit every single one of those boxes, then you would have, exactly what the data centers are looking for, which is kind of the perfect cell. So they're all working at it. They're doing much better than what lead acid can offer. But I feel that us at Lenovo, we've kind of taken a different approach where we've addressed the safety issues at the chemistry level, and we haven't had to sacrifice performance or had to add a bunch of expensive components to the battery to make it perform better than anybody else.
Okay, and Mike, before I let you go, other than the alternative battery solutions that we've discussed, what else can companies and OEMs do to help prevent battery fires?
I think they're well aware. Like, you talk to any of the OEMs who are building these data centers, and downtime is not something they can have. So they're working very hard to limit any kind of fire within their system. So proper design, proper maintenance, proper use of the battery backup unit, all those things can ensure that you're not going to have potentially not lead to a fire. But I think for the most part, it's design and installation of these systems is what's most important if you take the battery out of the equation.
All right. Well, thanks, Mike. I want to thank you for your time. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.